Words to Christians. May 23, 1902, typed. By the deeds of the law there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. Romans 3, verse 20 to 22. I am pained as I see so little faith among those who claim to be children of God. Nearly all carry a heavy load of unbelief. This darkens their Christian experience. They do not believe except where they can see. They walk by sight, not by faith. When difficulties arise, they do not go to God, asking Him to strengthen their faith and give them power to overcome. The Lord can do little for us because we have not faith in His power. Self-exaltation, as well as unbelief, robs us of many blessings. The Lord would work for us in mighty power if we would humble our hearts before Him, and remain humble when we see of His salvation, giving the glory to Him, not to man. We have deprived ourselves of many blessings by being so ready to exalt self when the Lord has blessed us. When we are closely united to Christ, our self-confidence and self-sufficiency will disappear. Our self-important words will be left unspoken. We shall humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. We shall pray, we shall believe, we shall be kind and true and tender-hearted, loving one another as Christ has loved us. Unkind criticism will die when we live the truth. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. Romans 5, verse 1 to 5. Shall we not strive to comprehend the fullness of the blessings offered to us? Why are we so far behind in our Christian experience? Why do we by our works deny our faith in Christ? Why do we by unbelief separate ourselves from God? Why do we allow trials to make us unkind and fault-finding? Christianity means more than making good resolutions, more than a fitful, spasmodic experience. Our thoughts are to be brought into captivity to Christ. There must be a steady, persevering cultivation of Christ-like thoughts. There must be earnest prayer. Weaken the hands of the enemy by wrestling with God in prayer. Pray in the name of Christ for what you need, and then answer your prayer by bringing your actions into harmony with it. Remember that unless you follow Christ in self-denial, your prayers will not reach the throne of God. Christ points you to the path of self-sacrifice, saying, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Matthew 16, verse 24. He has made abundant provision for the efficiency of those who will to do His requirements. As soon as He sees a child of His in contrite, persevering prayer, He comes to him with the words, "Let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me." Isaiah 27, verse 5. To those who accept the heavenly gift, it is a savor of life unto life. To those who refuse this gift, it is a savor of death unto death. Be assured that the Word of God contains a message to the intellect. Christianity is intended to take charge of the reason. God designs us distinctly to recognize the fact that the only safe independence of thought is that which is given by the divine mind. Let us show that we are determined to be loyal to God, whatever may be the consequences. The Lord's directions to Moses, for the guidance of the children of Israel, show the importance that is attached to obedience. Now therefore, O Israel, hearken unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you, for to do them, that ye may live, and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that ye should do so in the land whither ye go to possess it. Keep therefore, and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes, and say, Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding nation. For what nation is there so great, who hath God so nigh unto them, as the Lord our God is in all things that we shall call upon him for? And what nation is there so great, that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? Only take heed to thyself, and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them to thy sons and to thy sons' sons. Deuteronomy 4, verse 1, 2, 5 to 9. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, death and evil. In that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shalt be drawn away, and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce you this day, that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days in the land, whither thou passest over Jordan to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Deuteronomy 30, verse 15 to 19. The Lord is soon to come in the clouds of heaven, with power and great glory. If it was essential for the children of Israel to hear and obey his words, how much more essential it is for us to do this. We are nearing the heavenly Canaan. Only those who hear and obey will pass over into it. Life and death are set before us. We may obey or disobey. We are free to choose. But let us not forget that the penalty of disobedience is eternal death.